Okay, so if you would, please open your Bible to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, I have some time, to open God's Word and share with you tonight. And thank you for coming. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Pastor, for your faithfulness. And thank you for allowing me to come and share the ministry, our ministry in Cambodia. And thank you for the privilege to chat, to preach about God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. If you would. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So, as apostle, he was in jail, and he, wrote a letter to encourage Timothy to be bold, to be faithful preaching the gospel. Because I believe Timothy, he was in a discouragement time. Like, he was discouraged. But Paul found out about that, and he wrote a letter and to encourage him. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Stand up and preach the gospel. Verse 9. Who hath saved us? Okay, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which has given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So Paul, he said, God saved us and called us with an holy calling. I want to speak on the subject we call the three greatness of Christian life. The three greatness of Christian life. The first one is we get saved by Him. Salvation by Him. One of the greatness in Christian life is salvation. The day that you remember the day that you got saved? Yeah. And that the salvation is the greatest gift ever. This is the greatest gift. When we trust Christ as our personal Savior, He forgave all of our sins. And we are on the way to heaven. Before, we were on the way to hell. But after someone preached the gospel to us, shared the gospel to us, and we trusted Christ as our personal Savior, God washed away all of our sins. So now, we are on the way to heaven. Something happened in this world, something happened to us. We will be with the Lord forever. Think about that, the gift of salvation that we have received. 2006, I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. That is the greatest gift that I ever received. I remember the day that I got saved. I'm thankful that that missionary who brought the gospel to Cambodia. If not, I might be in hell today. But now I'm saved. God saved me, and God changed my life. God gave me a new life. God gave me a wonderful family. God gave me a lot of blessings now because I know the real God. I know the only Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me. But not just the salvation by Him, but also the service for Him. Service for Him. We got saved and we get to serve. We get to serve. Service for Him. Look at verse 9 again. Verse 9. Who hast saved us? Okay? And called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God saved us not just for us to sit. But God saved us and he called us to serve him. Don't think like this. Don't think this way. That, oh no, God doesn't call me. He only called missionaries. He only called pastors. No. God called each, every one of you. Not everyone will be a pastor. Not everyone will be a missionary. But God has specific purpose for you and for me.
Amen.
You know, this is what I believe. The second greatness of our Christian life is we get to serve him. We get to serve him, to preach the gospel, you know, to do whatever that he calls us to do. You know, I can't wait to go back home and preach the gospel and preach in the church and teach in our Bible college. I can't wait to go back home to serve our Lord in Cambodia. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, okay, we have to ask ourselves after we got saved, who are we serving? We are serving someone or something. We are serving someone or something. Okay? When we think about, you know, freedom, we usually think about doing what we want, when we want, without anyone telling us otherwise. Paul tells us that everyone is mastered by something. We can either serve sin, which leads to shame and death, or we can serve God, which leads to righteousness and eternal life. You know, true freedom isn't losing a master. It's finding the right one. We can't live independently serving no one. We have to choose our master. We have to choose our master. Back in 2011, God called me to serve him. I had to quit my job. I had to quit my secular college. I have one more year to go, and I didn't want to quit. I had my own way. I had my own plan. I want to do this. I want to do this. This is what I want to do. But after, you know, one preaching, I remember, in January 2nd, 2011, after one preaching, and God spoke, convicted my heart that, Vanette, this is not your life. This is my life. I created you. I saved you. And I have planned for your life. So, you know, I came forward and prayed that, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do, but this is your life. From now on, this is not mine anymore. This is yours. You know, I read my Bible, God's working in my heart, quit the job, quit the college, quit that. I want you to serve full time. And I didn't want to quit because serve in Cambodia, when we go soul winning, we don't ride a car. We walk. We walk in the hot sun and sweat and dirty, and the people mock at us. Oh, you know, they say bad stuff about us. And I didn't want to do that. You know, I want to work in the AC, you know, a room with AC. This is my plan. I didn't want to do that because it's hot over there. The temperature about the average is about like 100, 110. It's very hot and dusty. And, you know, I didn't want to, you know, but God keep working my heart. So I went to talk to my pastor. I talked to my friend, and they encouraged me to do what God wants me to do. So by God's grace, I surrendered. That, Lord, I will quit the college. I will quit the job and do whatever you want me to do. So I quit that and start driving the tuk-tuk. Pick up children, pick up. Tuk-tuk is a vehicle, one vehicle that with three wheels. And you know, in a hot sun, pick up people and drive to different villages. We almost had an accident a couple of times, but God is good. God is good. And then I met my wife, you know. But I love serving the Lord. The three things that I love the most is witness to the lost, you know, win people to Christ, preaching and teaching. These three things, I love it. I don't know, I love it. In Cambodia, we preach just the preaching, sometimes 1 hour and a half.
Amen.
Right, honey? Yep. Just the preaching. And sometimes, you know, but I love, I'm thankful that I got saved. And I'm thankful that I got the privilege to serve Him. It is a privilege. It is by God's grace that, you know, what I'm doing today is by God's grace. By God's grace. It's not, I don't deserve a good wife, and I don't deserve and stand in front of you and preach, go to different churches and preach, go back and, you know, win the people to Christ. I don't deserve it. This is by God's grace. God had planned for my life before He created the world. But not just me, but you as well. God has planned for you. That's why God put you and me. Okay, God has planned for us, all of us. That's why God put us in this world. Why God did not take us to heaven right after we got saved? Remember the day that you got saved? Why God did not take us to heaven right after we got saved? Because the reason that God saved us is not just for us to go to heaven. But He wants to use us to reach others for Him.
Amen.
That's why He left us here. So I'm thankful that God called me. I'm thankful that I got the privilege to serve Him in Cambodia. America is beautiful. Ooh, beautiful country. If compared to Cambodia, America is like heaven and Cambodia like hell. Ooh, it was, you know, I'm not, you know, it's way different. It's like when I first, you know, got in America, I thought, man, this country is beautiful. Wow. You know, it's not as hot and everything is in order. When we got saved, go to the hospital. It's, the hospital here is not like the hospital in Cambodia. They yell at us when we have questions. We can't ask any question. My wife, when she, when David Annabelle was born, she almost go with the Lord because of the doctors and the hospital, they didn't do right. So, but you know, what I'm trying to tell you, even America is beautiful, but we don't want to live here. Because God's calling for me is to serve in Cambodia. You live here because God calls you to live here, to support this church, help this church to grow and strong. But for us, God's calling for us is in Cambodia. We can't wait to go back home. I always think about my people. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, can't wait to go back. I can't wait. I want to go back and serve the Lord in Cambodia. So, the three greatness in Christian life is salvation by Him and service for Him. And the last one is relationship with Him. Relationship with Him. Look at verse 12, please. Look at verse 12. Verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. So Paul said, I know whom I believed. I know whom I believe. So what does that mean? It means like Paul, even he go through a lot of persecution, a lot of problems. They stoned him. They put him in jail. They beat him. He said, I'm not ashamed. Because I know whom I believed. I know. So what does that mean? He had personal relationship with the Lord. Close to the Lord. When he discouraged God, when he go through hard time, he knows that the Lord with him always. You know, talk to him, encourage him, give him wisdom, give him power. You know, many times in my life, you know, I went through circumstances. Sometimes I sinned against God, okay? Sometimes discouraged, sometimes fear, sometimes stumbled, you know, but all the circumstances, I know that God was with me, been with me, and sometimes people hurt us. Sometimes, you know, a lot of circumstances, but one thing that helped me to stay strong, to stay faithful, is not my strength, it's not my wisdom, it's not my power, it's not my knowledge, it's not my, you know, it's not the people. It's the Lord with me. The Lord with me. When the Lord is so good, the Lord is so faithful to us that I'm not faithful. Sometimes they said, Brother Vanat, thank you for your faithfulness. I'm not faithful. I'm not faithful. God is faithful. Amen. If, you know, according to my faithfulness, I'm not going to be here. I don't know where I'm at, even after I got saved. But because of his faithfulness, he always with us, even though we stumble, even though we discouraged, even though we doubt him, even though we, you know, a lot of circumstances, but he always there. And help us and protect us and lead us and provide for us. So it is important for us as a Christians. The three greatness in Christian life is salvation by him. Be thankful for the greatest gift that God gave us. Be thankful to God and the service for him. God saved us, so he wants to use us. You know, however he wants to use us. Some people, they have, they have possession, they have knowledge, they have talents, they have, what God gave them, you know. Use that for his glory and relationship with him, walk with him. That's, you have to think about this. What if God just drop us the gift of salvation? Just drop us. And God leave us alone in this world. Imagine that all the circumstances we have to go through without him. We're not going to make it. But God give us a salvation, to give us salvation, and he wants to fellowship with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to strengthen us. So we can go through all the circumstances in this world. Church, let me tell you, don't believe the lie from the devil. Don't believe that, oh, you have a lot of money, you are okay. Don't believe that you have a big house, you're fine. Even you are saved, you are Christians, you're on the way to heaven, but you cannot live without God in this world. If without God, there's no peace. Without God, there's no joy. Without God, there's no power. Without God, there's no, you know, I don't want to live without God. I don't want to live without God. When I'm far away from God, I lost my hope. I live in fear. I lost my joy. I lost my peace. I lost my power to witness. I lost everything when I'm far away from him. And I don't have patience with people, with even with my kids, even with my wife. When have I done anything wrong? Nothing wrong, but you know, that's why the book of John said, "I have 1 minute, please. Please turn to the book of John, and then I'll finish with this." Okay, John 15:5. John 15:5. Okay, the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, and I'll done with this. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. But without God, but with God, we can do everything. Without God, if we are far away from God, we can do nothing. Okay? But if we have God with us, we can do anything. We can go through all the circumstances. God will empower us, will strengthen us. Amen? Amen. The three greatest in Christian life is we get saved by him, we get to service for him, and relationship with him. Okay? Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pastor.